I don't imagine many of you need to be told this, but I would not listen to the officials when it comes to... Has anybody even heard this? I knew that there was a train derailment the other day, but apparently there was toxic material being transported, and so the local authorities said, hey, let's do a controlled burn. What could possibly go wrong? Well, apparently they lit off a mushroom cloud of toxic fucking material, sending it into space. You could see it from... Look at this airplane up here. That black dot, not even black dot, this mushroom tip right here poking through the clouds is this monumentous Olympus-sized amount of poison being thrust into the air because the local authorities over here in Ohio are criminals, allegedly. They're insane. They're Fauci levels of ineptitude and probably will just kill your ass. And so after setting this off, they're now telling people, oh yeah, everything's fine. You can drink the water. The well water's fine. The ground water's fine. Come on back, everybody. Come on. Oh, hell no. And listen, I know it's easy for me way over here to say, don't be anywhere near this place. Maybe you live here. If you can avoid this place, you probably want to avoid this place. You certainly don't want to be drinking the water from this. This is Ohio right now. This was actually posted yesterday. That's a giant cloud of polyvinyl chloride and a ton of other bad chemicals. The local police blew it up like a beached whale. And now megatoxins... Whoa, that sounds like a band. Megatoxins are Chernobyling, Ohio, and there's a news blackout and the police are beating reporters and camera people and dragging them. This is insane. Look at this. Polyvinyl chloride. That sounds bad. There are videos that look like storm clouds, but they're not storm clouds. They're purple megatoxins forming into clouds. And a lot of people in neighboring areas are showing pictures of creeks and other wildlife areas where all the animals are dead. They're all dead. All the chickens are dead. All the fish in the creek are dead. Everything's fucking dead. And they're telling everybody it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. What do you want us to do? Everybody who's telling you it's fine, by the way, are the ones who are responsible for blowing this the fuck up, so I wouldn't listen to them. Look at these tankers over here. So they got, these are all the derailed tankers off that train. I guess they piled them up and set them on fire, and then they blew up. Look at this. This environmental devastation will be visible from space for decades. Look at that. Ain't nobody talking about this. Reporter arrested. Might even be a black dude. Tell them you're gay, brother. Yeah, say you're hella gay, and maybe they won't arrest you. I don't know. This guy's given some information. But look, these are purplish, dark purplish. It's probably 2 in the afternoon. I gotta turn this way, this guy's screaming. And rightfully so, by the way. Rightfully, look at these clouds. That looks like something you see out of a video game. They're purple. It's the middle of the day. That's all poison. That's all poison. Like, oh yeah, it's fine. Oh yeah, he ain't gotta go anywhere. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. No, lots of things to see here. Lots of things to see here. Where's Greta at? Notice all of the environmentalists, all of these people who care so much about Mother Nature and Mother Guy. Hold on, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to upset. I know Standard Oil and Pacific Railways and whoever was transporting these megatoxins and the police who blew this up. They go to the arresting people. Footage showing a fiery axle 20 miles before East Palestine train derailment raises questions about alert timing. What a mess. What an absolute mess. And they're like, hey, it's fine. It's fine. Listen, we're going to do a controlled burn, right? I cannot pronounce any of these things, but essentially the chemical cocktail that is now floating above this place in Ohio is the same type of shit that they were gassing people with in World War I. It's essentially mustard gas, apparently. And then they go, oh yeah, it's fine. This reporter, look, the water is safe to drink, but everything is suddenly dead. Do not listen to the authorities on this. I'm telling you right now. I'm not giving out medical advice, and I'm not a biologist. So I can't tell you what a woman is. But I can tell you, if there's a bunch of dead fish in the water system, in the area beneath purple clouds, that are there because you set on fire a bunch of toxic tankers, and they blew up, I wouldn't listen to it. These are the same fuckers who told you on 9/11, young kids don't even know this, the towers that fell down, they were completely full of asbestos. Right? So even if they weren't full of asbestos, it was ridiculous. The EPA goes like, oh yeah, it's fine. It's fine to be down here at Ground Zero and breathe all this in. It's totally fine. And cancer killed more people than the actual collapsing of the towers on 9/11. Right? 3,000 plus people dead immediately because of the towers collapsing and the plane attacks. And you probably got 6 to 9 at this point. It's going to continue to be getting worse from cancer because the EPA and the officials and everybody says it's totally fine to breathe in that shit. Nah, bah. No. Next town over is the release instantly killed everyone's chickens. Dude, everything's dead in this area. And they're saying, ah, it's fine. You ain't got to evacuate. I would evacuate.
You guys, this is bad. This is bad. Oh, my God. You guys, this is bad. Stop.
I am on the ground.
Stop resisting. Stop this. Stop, y'all. Stop.
This is so bad. I got arrested because I was trying to do a live report about what people need to
know. And he's been here all week. You can't do this to them. This is wrong.
Massive train derailed Friday. 20 of them carrying hazardous materials as flames lit up the sky in northeastern Ohio.
The evacuation order is in place for anyone within a mile radius of the crash site.
These aren't storm clouds. This is the fucking shit! The fucking shit they burn off in East Palestine! This is not fucking storm clouds! Look at it!
This is horrible!
I got arrested because I was trying to do a live report about what people need to know.
Officials are claiming that the air and water are safe. Residents say they can still smell chlorine. They've complained about their eyes watering when they go outside, and one woman says the noxious air killed her chickens.
Out of nowhere, he just started coughing really hard and just shut down and went very fast.
Look at all these fucking crows. I'm not kidding.
This is within 10 miles of East Palestine.
about the trail derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. East Palestine's about an hour north of Pittsburgh, almost halfway to Cleveland. Norfolk Southern has a rail line that goes right through town, and this derailment happened right on the edge outside of town on the border of PA and Ohio. Of the cars that crashed, five of them contained vinyl chloride. It's a monomer used to make PVC. Some of the reporting on this has gotten vinyl chloride confused with polyvinyl chloride, the polymer made out of vinyl chloride. Now, the reason that this distinction is really important is vinyl chloride is very hazardous and very flammable. Polyvinyl chloride is a plastic that's used in, like, everything. The other thing about vinyl chloride is that it boils at 8 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's shipped in its liquid form. Meaning that when these trains crashed and these started leaking, they weren't just leaking liquid, but they were spewing boiling gas. So vinyl chloride is really toxic. OSHA has the permissible limit of how much you can be exposed to it during an 8-hour shift as a 1 ppm part per million. Average over 8 hours. So prior to this, the biggest spill of this chemical was in New Jersey, where one train car and about 23,000 gallons of vinyl chloride were spilled, but it didn't catch on fire. Now, this crash in Ohio has 5 train cars. These kinds of tanker cars can carry between 25 and 33,000 gallons. Let's call it 250 to 250,000 pounds of vinyl chloride. That's per train car, 5 train cars. There's maybe 1 million pounds of this toxic chemical spilling into the ground and also boiling off into the air. But then it caught on fire. I think this is where the reporting is really bad, because no one is mentioning what the byproduct of vinyl chloride burning is. Of the many byproducts of burning vinyl chloride, one of them is hydrogen chloride. Hydrogen chloride is really unstable and latches onto water, like just water vapor in the atmosphere, and that turns into hydrochloric acid. So right now, government officials, officials from the railroad, both the governor of Pennsylvania and Ohio are calling burning off the 1 million pounds of this stuff a success, but not mentioning that it means that we have hundreds of thousands of pounds of acid in the air, potentially. Now, ever since engineering school, I've studied a lot of industrial accidents. I just find it really fascinating, and organizations like the Chemical Safety Board, NTSB, and OSHA all have like really good reports available to the public. I think as a designer, it's really good to learn about mistakes. When looking at these kinds of industrial disasters across time, there are a couple things that are pretty universal across all of them. One, the responsible party, in this case, Norfolk Southern Railway, always plays down the reality of the situation. Politicians also just repeat the same lines, and then news outlets just repeat the same. So all we're hearing is the responsible party's word.
Toxic cocktail of harmful and potentially deadly chemicals purposely being burned off by authorities. But why? Let's rewind. This all started with a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, a town of nearly 5,000 people. 5 of the cars that derailed were carrying vinyl chloride, a dangerous chemical linked to multiple cancers. To avoid a catastrophic explosion, officials conducted a controlled release of vinyl chloride a few days after the derailment. It resulted in this. Authorities said that the controlled burn would release hydrogen chloride and phosgene into the air. Yes, as in World War I chemical weapon phosgene.
These aren't storm clouds. This is the fucking shit that they burn off, the fucking shit they burn off in East Palestine. This is not fucking storm clouds.
I'm gonna just point out that for a few days we had a lot of fog. Like a lot of fog, it was crazy. Like a whole bunch of the states were covered in this fog, right? And we trying to figure out what the fuck. This fruit tree 3 days ago, before the fog, let me put that out there, was fine. Look at all the dead. Look. It's just, it died. It's fucking dead. And then my neighbor, let's go back there. He lets me come and get some of his lemons sometimes, so I'm gonna go back there. But look at this shit. Dying. The fruit went bad and it was just fine the other day. It it's just all of it's going bad. Look at this shit. So
I see so many people talking about the train derailment at East Palestine, Ohio. And all I'm going to ask is that if you do this, you get your facts right. I literally grew up right down the road from East Palestine. My old childhood best friend lives in the fucking town. My current best friend literally lives right next to the town. It is so much worse than what the media is telling any of us. I'm getting reports from people that are down there right now that they're literally seeing schools of fish floating down streams, rivers, fucking dead. I got a video from my friend, okay? And she's like walking, dude. It's all fucking dead. All fucking dead. And on the top of the water is a really pretty chemical rainbow sheen. The chemicals are in the fucking water and they're lying to the rest of the country saying they're not. The water's been contaminated. The soil's been contaminated. The fucking air is contaminated. You literally are about to see some of the worst fucking health side effects coming out of people in that town. It's not even funny. And y'all want to know something even more fucked up? The restaurant that I work at in a whole different state had to donate food to them because we had people from the churches calling to tell us that Red Cross never fucking came, FEMA never fucking came, the environmental conservationists still have yet to fucking come, and nobody's fucking helping them. Meaning all of the fucking firefighters that were working get no food, have nothing to help them, nothing. Okay, all the people that were displaced have no food, water, a place to stay. None of that shit. It is so much worse than what they're telling you. And TikTok probably won't even let me post this video. But if this video gets posted, please save it and repost it everywhere you fucking can. Because I'm telling y'all, they are covering this shit up. They are covering this shit up because they don't want to get out how bad it actually was. This was not good. This was the worst fucking thing that's happened probably in the past 8 years. That entire town is basically unlivable now because of the fucking chemicals. And they're lying telling civilians that it's safe, knowing damn well because I took chemistry and I know chemicals and I have this awesome fucking supercomputer in my hand. The side effects from breathing in those chemicals, they're covering shit up. They're covering shit up. They're covering shit up. But it's not surprising.